Hello, Film Club. Well, is Film Club dead or is it not? It's certainly some kind of zombie at this point, I guess. It's dead, but it keeps shuffling on, and I guess there's nothing for us to do but shoot it in the head a few more times. I've had a busier day at work today, but things are slow at the moment, and figured I'd throw up a boo, because none of us have done that in a while. So, I guess I'm still a little sore about Wolf of Wall Street. In some sense, I respect the film. It's one of the better films from last year. It's one of the few worth reckoning with. It kind of stomps and demands that you pay attention to it. But anyhow, Brandon's top 10 list, from a couple of weeks ago now, I've been meaning to respond to it, but Brandon writes, "Scorsese is no stranger to loud misreading." This is my Brandon voice. "And his latest has many wondering if he's celebrating the actions of his title character. He's not, obviously. But I'm not a fan of pointing out that which is right in front and center." So, yeah, sorry about that. Right, but I guess I'm the one who needs this pointed out to me. And what I still insist is that what you're claiming is obvious is not at all obvious. And neither you nor Jeff nor anyone has pointed out to the film, pointed out from the film ways in which the film is not celebratory. I go again to the car crash scene. It's great slapstick, and it's great when he comes back and there's Popeye on the TV, and it's just hammered in that this guy's taking Quaaludes the way that Popeye's eating spinach. And it's funny, and it's a visual gag that is really works. But I don't know. And then there's just the wife and the video camera and the teddy bear and all kinds of. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the time. I'm running out of time. But I'm done. Boo! 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 All right. Catch you guys later. Long live Film Club. Film Club's dead. Long live Film Club.